I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, good morning. This is Bob Sherwood with webtalkwithbob@gmail.com, and I'm taking the gloves off. The gloves are off. The Democrats, the left, are simply gone crazy. They've gone crazy. There's so many things that they say that are simply stupid, I don't understand them. They're just wrong. They're so far left, they're almost coming back around to the far side of the right. And what's the opening number? What's the opening gambit for the Democrats now that the gloves are off? And I'm telling you, the gloves are off. I'm not being nice anymore about the Democrats and what they say. That's all there is to it. This conservative is getting rough. Let's take MS-13. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, Trump called these MS-13 people animals. Oh yeah, they're animals. Wait a minute, they rape, they pillage, they kill, they murder, they tear people's bodies up after they kill them. But they're not animals. The only group of, the only species that should be unhappy about being called animals would be animals. Because we've just put MS-13 in the same group as lions and tigers and elephants. And I like lions and tigers and elephants. If I was an elephant, I'd say, hey, don't put me in the group with MS-13. I don't know if there's some species lower than animal. But if there is, that's where MS-13 is. But no, the Democrats, they defend MS-13. They defend them. Are you watching TV? Do you see when the Dems say, nobody should dehumanize MS-13. Well, do they kill and rape and maim people? Well, yes, they do, but don't call them animals. Well, what should we call them? Well, call them anything else, but don't dehumanize them. I see. So humanizing, I guess, has something to do with killing and rape, or is that not humanizing? Maybe that's dehumanizing. Maybe they're dehumanizing themselves by their actions. But certainly, calling them animals is a compliment. And the Democrats should be laughed off of the TV talk shows when they say, you just can't talk about MS-13 that way. They're just a bunch of nice guys. They probably just were raised on the wrong side of the street. They're doing the best they can. They can't help it if they rape and kill and pillage and pick on immigrants and poor people. That's just what they do. But don't dehumanize them. Don't call them animals. It's okay to call them rapists or murderers or killers or any other extremely negative term. But don't call them animals. Because for some reason, calling them an animal is worse than calling them a rapist. Calling them an animal is worse than calling them a murderer or a killer. I don't get the logic for the Democrats. It's just stupid what they say. Who sends out these talking points? Is it Pelosi or Maxine Waters? Did she send an email of talking point to say, let's go get Trump because he called these human beings animals? Oh my gosh, that's so horrible, Mr. Trump. How can you call these people animals? Can't you see that they're real people? That they're just kind of like from West Side Story? It was the environment that did it to them? It's just silly. If you let any Democrat that you talk to in a party, on a bus, walking down the street, and the Democrat tells you, hey, Trump called these MS-13 group animals. Isn't that horrible? Push back at that point. Ask them, what should we call them? Rapists? Criminals? Killers? Murderers? I wish I could think of more words. Is there a better word than animal? Push back on these Democrats when they say stupid things. Trump was nice to them by calling them animals. As far as I'm concerned, he humanized them by calling them animals. He didn't dehumanize them. And so it goes with MS-13. MS-13 is a softball for a Republican. How the Democrats could even defend MS-13. Of course, they say, we're not defending MS-13. We're just criticizing Trump for calling those violent, rapist, killer, murderers, animals. And Trump, you should be admonished for that. That's just horrible, calling these people animals. You would have been better off just calling them what they were. Rapists, killers, murderers, pillagers, immigrant picker-onners, or whatever else you want to call them. But heaven forbid, don't call them animals. Just start calling them rapists or murderers. And then somebody will say, like Maxine Waters, she'll say, well, look, they can't be all rapists or murderers. So when you call the whole group rapists and murderers, that's just wrong. You need to only call the people that rape rapists or the murderers murderers. But don't dehumanize the whole group by calling them rapists. So you see, no matter what Trump does, he loses in this case. There's really no winning for him here. And now let's go to the case of our CIA director, our new CIA director, Gina Haspel. I watched her on TV and I've read a little bit about her. I certainly don't know everything. But this is, again, where we've got to look at people like John McCain and the Democrats and cut them down at the feet. What was their main criticism of Haspel? She somehow was involved in waterboarding. She may have been directly responsible for it. She may have been indirectly responsible for it. We don't know which. And I don't care, frankly. Because look at it this way. Don't waterboard these people when we catch them, these combatants, these enemy people that cut our own soldiers' heads off. Don't waterboard them. Oh, it's okay, by the way, if you shoot them with a 50 caliber machine gun and blow their head off. It's okay if you fire 200 cruise missiles at them and kill 30 or 40 of them. It's okay if you shoot them in the legs or shoot them in the heart. But heaven forbid, if you catch them, don't waterboard them to get information. It's just stupid. And John McCain takes this particular high road, like America is better than that. I don't know if we're better than that. We dropped an atomic bomb on Japan and killed 100,000 people because we thought it would save 1 million. And then we dropped another atomic bomb because we thought it would save 1 million lives. Do you think we might have waterboarded if we thought it would save lives? Or no, we're not going to waterboard. We're just going to drop a atomic bomb on them and kill 100,000 of them. But we're not going to waterboard them. No. That's torture. Not going to waterboard them. We'll just drop an atomic bomb and blow them to dust. Do you see the stupidity in it? The irrational part of it is that, yeah, torture. No, we're not going to torture them. We're just going to flat out kill them. That's okay. Kill them. Drop bombs on them. Fire 200 cruise missiles at them. But if you catch one of them, don't waterboard them. Even if they could save lives. No, we don't do it, even if it could save lives. And she made an argument, I heard her, that what she did or somebody else did, directly or indirectly, was valuable in capturing some of the Osama bin Laden people. Does the means justify the end? I'm not here to question the morality of it, but we've been doing it for years. We leveled cities in Europe. We leveled cities in Japan. We dropped an atomic bomb, all with the idea that by killing hundreds of thousands of people, we would save millions more. The principle for me is clear. If I can waterboard and potentially save a lot of American lives, waterboard away. More than likely, they'd never get to waterboarding because we've already dropped bombs on them or shot them. And that's okay. Nobody's ever said, don't shoot them. Don't shoot back. But don't waterboard them. And for this, we watched 4 or 5 days of testimony by Gina Haspel as she defended or tried to defend it or said, no, it's immoral to do that. If I were her, I would say the same thing. Because it's a practical matter. When the time comes, if dropping a bomb and killing 100,000 people will save a million, you know what we'll do? We'll drop the bomb. The principle there is, sure, if we need to get information from a combatant, somebody we captured, one of the people that we didn't blow their head off with a 50-millimeter machine gun or kill with a cruise missile, and we can get information from them, I'm in favor of getting it. How could I not be? How could I not be in favor of getting information? How could I not be in favor of sacrificing a single life to save perhaps tens of thousands of American lives? Where is the principle that says we shouldn't do that? Where is the principle that says we should just let our own people get killed for lack of good intelligence information? Is there some Christian principle involved that I'm not aware of? Well, I know there's Christian principles involved. But for the life of me, I'm happy that we did whatever we had to do so that I'm not living under Hitler. And don't kid yourself, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about getting intelligence any way we can in order to save American lives. And I admit that's a judgment call. But I frankly would rather have my life and my children's future in the hands of someone that would do whatever they could to get good intelligence to save our lives. If the guy knows where a nuclear bomb is going to be detonated in the United States of America, and we need to waterboard him to get that information, I say waterboard away. And I think to take any other position is essentially saying, let's just let the other 100,000 people get killed by this nuclear bomb because we don't want to hurt this particular person, who, by the way, only lived because somebody missed their shot, or otherwise he would have got his head blown off in some sort of battle. I'm happy that Gina Haspel was confirmed. I'm happy that a few Democrats voted for her. I'm not happy that people like John McCain and other Republicans voted against her. It makes no sense. Don't let the Democrats get away with these things. When they start talking to you about moral principles, about waterboarding in time of war, just remind them of the atomic bomb, of the bombs we dropped in World War II in order to win. Of the bombs we drop now. When we fire a cruise missile into Iraq or Syria, we're killing people. That's got to be worse than waterboarding. Oh, it's not torture. Yeah, unless you just got your leg blown off over there and you're now in pain for the rest of your life. I would call that being tortured. But that's okay. Throw cruise missiles at them. Throw 50 caliber machine gun bullets at them. Throw some bombs at them, but heaven forbid, don't catch them and waterboard them. Now my third and last topic for today. And by the way, that the handcuffs are off now. I'm not going to let the Democrats get away with anything on this conservative talk show. I'm not going to talk about North Korea today. I'm not going to talk about Iran. I'm going to save those. I want to talk about the possibility that the FBI placed an informant inside Trump's political campaign at some level. We don't know exactly what placed inside means, and it's going to be unfolding. But it's clear to me the direction this is going, that the FBI paid people to try to get information about the Trump campaign. And these people, conceivably, mischaracterized themselves, or let's say, did not identify themselves as an FBI informant, and tried to pump campaign workers of information that they could be fed back to the FBI. This is all going to come out. Should we be surprised? No, that's what the FBI does. Do you have any doubts? What is it that you're doubting? Go listen to the movie about J. Edgar Hoover and all the things he did and all the files he kept on people. That's what goes on. And the Democrats, they don't think anything's wrong with it. Thank God for people like Nunes, who's demanding that the DOJ give him information that they say they have about the FISA documents. Can you believe it? We have a chess game between Congress, who are our elected representatives, and the DOJ, who for the most part are appointed. For the most part, they're political appointees. I don't care whether they're Republican appointees or Democratic appointees. If Congress wants information, DOJ should give it to them, unredacted. The argument that it might risk national security doesn't hold water with me. As far as I'm concerned, if there's FISA documents that were used to get the FISA, everyone should see them. Why not? Why shouldn't we all see them? Let everybody make their own determination as to whether or not it was bad or good. Thank heaven we finally got a chance to read the Iran agreement. I don't know how many millions of dollars of legal fees that must have cost to put that together, but I digress. Back to the informant. A, the FBI pays people to get information. It makes sense. If they had some doubts about the political campaign, collusion, if you will, at some point in time, they would pay somebody to get that information. If, as it unfolds, this person was paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to present themselves as a Trump supporter, but in fact they were an FBI informant, then we now know what really goes on in the FBI. No, the FBI and DOJ don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about how they get information, because a lot of people wouldn't like it. A lot of Americans would now hear the truth about their Department of Justice, and we might lose faith in its ability to be objective. It's supposed to be objective, and anybody that can listen to Comey for more than 5 minutes and conclude that he's objective has got to be a Democrat and irrational. I said when Comey was testifying that he was reading from the first chapter of his book. And sure enough, that's what it was. I'd love to know how much money he got for the book. The only way to stop that is the way Truman did it. If you're in public office, you cannot make money off of what you learned in public office after you leave. Comey should have to give all of us money back on that book. That he'll probably get a TV series. He probably gets $100,000 for speaking engagements. That's the indictment. I just hope no Republican pays him. Yes, I know some people say he's Republican. I still say I hope no Republican hires him. Now, the last point, and I'm going to close out for today, is that the Democrats are now trying to put together a real platform. They've given up just criticizing Trump or attacking Trump. They have a new platform. One of their new platform planks is we're going to roll back the tax cut on the rich and use it to pay teachers' salaries. Go through the numbers on this, and it won't make much sense. But remember, the teachers' union is one of the biggest lobbying groups in the United States. They're as far left as you can get. So the Democratic platform is aimed only at one thing. We want to get the teachers' votes. We want to get the teachers working for us. And the way to pay them more money, and by the way, not make them more accountable, not make them do a better job, none of those things. We just want to pay them more money, so we're going to roll back the tax cuts for the rich and pay all the teachers more money. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Why don't they roll back tax cuts and pay me more money? Oh, I'm not a teacher. Well, why should anybody get more money just because you roll back the tax cuts? Is it a government job to make sure teachers are paid more money, or is it a state and local government responsibility? For me, it's a state and local government responsibility. That's where it should lie. The federal government, in my mind, should keep their hands off of the educational system. And by the way, if they push for some sort of a tax rollback on the rich to pay teachers more money, it will just be a method for them to get their hands in the policies of the Teachers Association. Now, they'll want something back for that. Maybe they want part of the lobbying money. Maybe they want to control what the teachers get. Maybe they'll want to set state teachers' salaries. I believe the Democrats need a platform, and this one is just ludicrous. It isn't going to work. It doesn't make any sense. The numbers don't even calibrate. It's just a pitch to get the teachers' votes. And it sounds good. Take the money away from the rich and give it to the teachers. When will the Democrats ever learn that the way you grow the economy is give the money back to the people? It was their money in the first place. And that's all today, but I'm taking off the handcuffs, or the gloves, I guess, for the Democrats, and I'm going to be beat up on them all the time. So if you want to hear the Democrats beat up on daily, or maybe biweekly, or every time I do a podcast, listen in. Yes, I know it's an opinion. I know in some cases I don't provide all the evidence I need for my opinion, but that's why it's called an opinion. This is Bob Sherwood coming from the heartland of America, conservative viewpoint. I'm against FBI informants on political campaigns. I'm against Schumer and rolling back the tax on the rich to pay for teachers. I'm against the DOJ withholding information from Congress. But I'm happy that Gina Haspel is now our CIA director, because I think she's smart enough to do what it takes to save our lives if she has the opportunity. Goodbye. Good luck. Remember, email me, webtalkwithbob@gmail.com. Tell me you love the show or tell me you don't like the show. I don't care which. I probably don't read your email anyway. That's all for now.
see how